In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. There was a story told by a man who said he was asked who was his favorite teacher. And he thought, and he said, "My favorite teacher was my history teacher." He said, "We were at the end of the building by the major road, and every day he would come into class and complain whenever he heard a siren, whether it be a fire, police, ambulance. He always complained because it disrupted what he was saying. And then one day he came in and he apologized to the whole class and said, "I am so sorry for complaining. Yesterday, the siren was the one that saved my wife and child." So often we sit in judgment. We often want things to change for our convenience, not for what is happening around us. Sometimes we don't know the whole story. This story was one of two people, Judas and Mary. Judas had a closed heart. Mary had an open heart. You know what's interesting for me is that Jesus let Judas hang around. Judas knew that who he thought Jesus was different because his heart was closed by greed. And Jesus knew it. Jesus knew who he was. Jesus saw into the bottom of his soul, but Jesus let him stay. Jesus let him be one of the apostles. You know, that gives hope for the rest of us. No matter who we are, there's always room for us near Jesus. Judas was a thief. He was a betrayer. He was a criticizer. He didn't care whether the money that was sold was, he really didn't care about the poor. What he cared about was what could he get from it? How could he get that money into his own coffer? Jesus knew that. So Jesus' response was, "The poor will always be with us." But what he was quoting from, so there's no mistake, was from Deuteronomy. "For the poor will never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you, you shall open wide your hand to the needy and to the poor in the land." So what he was reminding was, although Judas said that he wanted to give the money to the poor, he really didn't. So Jesus was reminding him. But he also was reminding us that sometimes we also have to take care of other things. That it's not just one or the other, it's both. Mary, on the other hand, was the one, the sister of Lazarus. She was the one that recognized Jesus as the divine. She saw God in Jesus long before the other apostles. And it is through that love and devotion that she had that when Jesus came into the house, out of a place of love and respect, she got on her knees and she used the best that she had, the fragrance, and she anointed Jesus' feet. And then with the most precious thing that she had, which was her hair, because a woman's hair is a crowning glory, and with that hair, she wiped his feet. What an amazing gift of love and devotion that she would do this. That the dirt that he brought into the house from walking the roads, that she would wipe it away, that she would anoint him with costly oils. Some say that fragrance filled the whole room. Think about the beauty of having something like that fill the whole space. This love, this devotion, the smells. How often we remember smells. They trigger something in us about a memory. smell of baked bread when we were children, smell of cookies, the smell of the flowers, the fragrance of the world. Mary was faithful. Her action of love was through an anointing. Judas was unfaithful. His action was a kiss of betrayal. Two people, and yet both close to Jesus. One with a closed heart, one with an open heart. So we are both at choice here. We have been given so much. We too were anointed. We were anointed with oil at baptism. We were anointed for some at confirmation. For me, my hands were anointed when I was anointed a healing minister. And then when I was anointed a priest, my hands were anointed again. For some, I've come to your bedside at the hospital and anointed you with oil when you were sick, waiting surgery. For others, I have anointed on their way at death, saying the last prayers for those that are dying. The anointing is recognizing that the God is within you and recognizing that and anointing you for the goodness that we all have. Knowing that God wants more from us, but yet God waits for us. I keep thinking that maybe that moment that Judas decided to end his life, that he recognized what he had lost. All those years that he walked with Jesus, he lost because he could have been in a different relationship with Jesus. What a loss. And then the agony after he died, after the betrayal. What a loss to what could have been for him. And so for each of us, we must remember that we have been given a gift of anointing at baptism. And in this gift, we are always at choice about what kind of relationship we want with our God. But God doesn't give up on us. God allows us to walk with him and be with him. No matter who we are or what we do, God won't give up. God won't give up till the moment that we take our last breath. God is with us. And so we also can put ourselves in the place of choice every day. We can either keep our hearts open, even open to the poor and those around us, open to all the world and what their needs are, open to seeing the God in each one of us and all the strangers that we meet. Or we can close our heart like Judas and miss out on some amazing opportunities, amazing stories that we could have about other people, seeing their struggles, seeing what they need, and being there for them. We're at choice. Our anointing means we're favored by God. How do we repay that favor?